it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
It's a fair enough statement. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, well, it's all about radio on the go. It's all about the various different ways, platforms, and devices you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is, well, you know, you got Tittle, you got DeJefe, you got Jerry Overnight, you got Wrestling Observer. Man, you got a plethora of programming here on this network to check it out. Some of it is narrow focus, some of it is broad focus. All of it is really, really good. And it's all about the devices and platforms that you can use to get those shows. Look, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, they can bring it to you each and every day, and they do bring it to you each and every day. There's a listen live capacity. There's also an ability, if you happen to miss something, to just get it, tune in, and there you are, no pun intended. But, of course, you can go to our Listen Live our website and click the Listen Live button. We're right there. Plus, you get to see all the archived interviews pretty much right in front of you, all the great stuff. And we'll be playing one of those today, Steve Holcomb, and we'll talk about that after the break. But, you know, again, it's at your convenience, not at our convenience. Radio has changed. All kinds of entertainment, all kinds of media has changed. It's a different world. Where it isn't a different world is the American Forces Radio Network. Those guys and girls protect us. They lay it on the line each and every day, something that very few people in this country do or appreciate. Joe and I do. Joe might be on vacation, but I know he thinks about those kids as well. We're very happy and very proud to be a part of the organization. We'll be back right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Probably not a bad idea. I mean, it's certainly 5 o'clock somewhere in the world. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. Joe's off today on a well-deserved vacation. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-PLAY. 7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And as we get ready for this edition, we're going to, and I think we'll do it at the top of hour two, Robert, is play an interview we did with Steve Holcomb, the Olympic gold medalist bobsled driver who tragically passed away over the weekend. And sad stuff. I mean, truly sad stuff. The cause of death unknown as of right now. I'm sure they'll perform an autopsy. But a guy who had struggled mightily throughout his life and finally found ultimate success and dying way too young. But we're going to play an interview that we did with him. But setting the table for today, it's NBA as San Antonio takes care of its business in overtime despite losing Kawhi Leonard. They got a little vintage Manu over the course of this basketball game, and it truly made the difference. LeVar Ball opening his mouth again, and we'll get to that at some point in time. Matt Harvey, the contrite Matt Harvey, and we'll get to his discussion as well, and then we'll just bounce it around the world of sports and have a little bit of fun on this hump day because I'm half a hump here. And we'll talk about it. But last night, 110-107, San Antonio over Houston in San Antonio in overtime. And Kawhi Leonard rolled an ankle, tweaked a knee. It was ugly. He didn't get to go into the overtime, although he tried to a couple of times, and the coaches just sat him down. But once he was done in the fourth quarter, that was it. And he had a really good game up until that point. And, again, it Houston could have won this basketball game. San Antonio didn't give up. Houston had the lead at various points in the fourth quarter. It was just a nip-and-tuck game all the way. And San Antonio took advantage of it. They were both, I'll tell you what, they were both out of gas. Come the fourth quarter, they couldn't throw the ball in the ocean. 16 points for the Rockets and 15 points for the Spurs. And, Ginobili with the stuff, read it about the 35-second mark to send it into overtime. And I my goodness, it was like, really? Manu? And I'm sorry, that wasn't the stuff. That was the layup. Over Clint Capella, of all people. But, when you looked at it, and it was just, there was not a hell of a lot of scoring going on there. But Ginobili just, like I said, it was vintage. He was 5 of 11. Didn't shoot the 3 particularly well. But 7 rebounds, 6 defensive, 5 assists, and 12 points. And he really stepped up. I mean, when you look at what's going on, I don't have a rooting interest in this, but I'll tell you why I want Houston to come out of this series. Because they're at 100%, and San Antonio isn't. And I want a team to go up against Golden State that is 100% healthy, or as close to 100% as you're going to be at this time of the year. I mean, Parker's hurt. Now Kawhi is hurt. And Ginobili's old. And everybody's banged up. And, you know, as they go further and further down the depth chart, it gets tougher and tougher for Pop to find the guy that's going to get it done. And I have to be honest, and I know this is heresy to say this about a San Antonio team, but I have a feeling after being run into the ground by Houston, even if they should come away with the win, and I think Houston's going to win in game six and bring it back to San Antonio, I don't know that San Antonio is going to have anything left. Like I said, when they got to that fourth quarter, both teams were done. Because both teams were actually playing defense. God, did I actually say that about a Mike D'Antoni team? Yeah, I did. They were both playing defense. That was incredible in itself. I mean, even the last sequence where Harden had the ball in his hands, he waited a little too long to make his move to the basket and ended up getting called for the offensive foul, which was right on the border, let's put it that way. Mike D'Antoni didn't protest it too much, but it was he didn't make the shot anyway, but it was questionable. And it just they were gassed, and they were gassed. And I don't know that San Antonio will have the juice left, the gas in the tank left, whatever cliche you want to apply to it, to do anything against Golden State. Golden State will be rested. Golden State will be ready to go. Golden State is going to the finals. But I would like to see Houston at full strength at least test them. Because I just don't see where San Antonio can get it done. Now, look, you know, Kawhi said he's going to play. And that's all well and good. Heavy minutes yesterday for everybody with Houston. You know, they did rotating players. Ariza started yesterday and not Ryan Anderson. Lou off the bench, not as effective as he'd been. Patrick Beverley scoring. Harden. Harden had trouble making his threes yesterday, and they were in his grill a lot. Blocked a number of shots. Oh, by the way, another triple-double for Harden. But his 33 points were hard-earned. 11 of 24, 4 of 15 from threes. He always makes his free throws. 10 boards, 10 assists. And he waited a little too long to make his move at the end of regulation. I mean, you knew he was going to take the shot and the ball was going to be in his hands. But he was trying to get open. Nobody was having any of it. I forget who was on him, but it was he waited a little too long to do it. But, you know, that's he ain't the first that had that to have that happen to him. He won't be the last. But, you know, it's a fun series. And, oh, by the way, San Antonio's leading. And that's the other thing, too, that gets forgotten here. Danny Green big in overtime. 7 out of his 16. You know, a big block by Manu from behind on a 3 in overtime against Harden. Patty Mills having a step up. He was okay. He wasn't anything to write home about, but he was okay. Like I said, Leonard tweaks his ankle in the third quarter. And then he was in and out until they finally just said, that's it. You know, it's tough for San Antonio. And look, they're used to winning. And it was Jonathan Simmons that took the charge. But, you know, it there's winning and then there's how are they going to represent? And it's, they're not, I don't think. Even though they're a 60-win team. It's just the attrition. And this isn't age attrition. This is legit attrition. These are legit injuries. You know, Parker with the ruptured tendon. You saw what happened to Kawhi, but he'll be back. I don't know if he'll be back in game six. We'll talk about that on the other side, but he will be back. Let's tap on the brakes. We'll continue with the basketball talk right after this. I'm Bob Black. Please don't go anywhere.
There. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
When, boy, when are you going to get your act together?
Yeah, we all feel that way sometimes. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Joe's off today. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. If Twitter's more your thing, at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. Leave Joe alone. He's on vacation. No, at Joe Spano 56. Don't do that. Oh, wait. No. Okay. Well, you know, it the playoffs are special time, and you see special play. And again, when you have teams that know how to win, like San Antonio, and just the proven commodity over and over and over again, you know, you hate to see the whistle decided. You know, there was some questionable stuff. I don't think he decided it. It decided it. But again, you know, the charge with Jonathan Simmons and then Mills, Patty Mills, banking in a three-pointer at the end. And it wasn't controversial. The red light was definitely on. But what happened on that was that, you know, you looked at the rest of the San Antonio offense, and this is where they definitively missed Tony Parker. They were just, for lack of a better word, incoherent as they were setting up. It just didn't play out. And because they had their opportunities. But, you know, they ended up winning it in overtime anyway, so it really didn't matter. But, again, more mileage on the odometer. And, you know, again, I can't overemphasize that this team is just banged up. And at the speed at which the Rockets play, and they're aptly named, it's tough. I mean, they're going to have a hard time. You know, can they get a back-to-back vintage Ginobili effort? Probably not. You know, what's going to happen with Kawhi? And I mentioned that going into the break. They may not even play him. He said he's going to play. But if there's any question about whether or not that ankle is going to worsen, you know, and they have a great training staff. You think about how they've duct taped those guys together over the years, you know, going all the way back to the Admiral and then through Timmy, and keeping him upright till he was 40. You know, they do a hell of a job down there with that staff. But if they're going to win in game six, it's going to have to be some of the guys that on a night-in, night-out basis perhaps don't get it done as much. You know, LaMarcus has been okay in this series. He's been nothing spectacular. I mean, you look at the line last night, 18 points, 14 boards. You know, where he had his impact in the game was second-chance opportunities for San Antonio. He had 9 offensive rebounds. Kept the ball alive, and that made a big difference in the basketball game. You know, they out-rebounded Houston. They actually had more opportunities than Houston, which is rare. They didn't shoot as well as Houston. But they had more opportunities. I mean, you know, there's a couple areas you can point to where this game got away from Houston. 15 to 21 from the free throw line. So they had their chances there. And you can say the same thing about San Antonio. They were 15 to 23. They shot dead even with 33.3% with three-pointers. But Houston took 48 of them. And San Antonio took 33. Again, the overall opportunity is 103 field goal attempts. Jeez, that's amazing. To 86 for Houston. And that, to me, that was the key stat in the basketball game. They just had more chances, which is rare. Which is rare. You know, like I said, Kawhi didn't shoot particularly. I mean, LaMarcus Aldridge didn't shoot particularly well. But that performance he gave on the boards, on the glass, and Kawhi did the same thing. He had actually had one more rebound than LaMarcus. But in reality, Marcus was the offensive glass guy. And, you know, when you're looking at statistics, those second chance opportunities, and that made a difference. It was doubled. They doubled up on Houston, 18-9. It gave them more opportunities on the offensive end. Like I said, 103 shots to 86. That's a big difference. That's a big difference. In a game that came down to 3 points, that's a big difference. You know? They out-assisted them. They out-blocked them. No, I'm sorry, they didn't. It was even. So, I mean, San Antonio took care of their business in the small box score ways that, you know, many times statistics will lie. In this particular game, they did not. They did what they needed to do. And like I said, you could see it in the fourth quarter. You could certainly see it in the overtime with Harden. Harden was 1 of 5 in the overtime. They're going to hang some goat horns on him. But quite honestly, no. No. Not the case at all. You know, he just ran out of gas. And that's the danger in D'Antoni's system. You know, you get, and I'm not contradicting myself here, don't misunderstand this, but the deeper you get into the playoffs, the legs are going to feel it. You know, you get a day off in between games, which, you know, helps. Because, you know, there's no back-to-backs until you get to the finals. But, you know, when you look at these teams as constituted, Houston's younger, they're healthier. They ran out of gas last night. But we'll see. I'm anticipating, dare I say this, a blowout in Houston in game six. I think there's going to be some separation in game six. And I don't even think necessarily that it's going to be because of the fact that Houston is blowing them out from jump street, although that could happen. It's happened before in this series. But I think what may end up happening, and you know, I gaze into the crystal ball here, is if they get out to the early start and somewhere in the point of the third quarter, they go up double digits, you know, 12, 13, 14 points. I could see Pop using combinations on the court where you might say he packed it in. I don't mean quit, because Pop never quits. But I think you might end up seeing extensive David Lee. You know, extensive Simmons. It you know, Carl Anderson. I mean, I could see it to save the legs for Game 7 if it gets to that point. I mean, they're not going to throw in a towel, and you never want it to get to a game seven. I mean, we've seen what's happened to San Antonio in those situations, but it just I could certainly see it happening, and it just because of the way Pop coaches. So we'll see how it plays out. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. We got us a game tonight as Boston hooks up in the pivotal game 5. I said it was the pivotal game 2, and I'll stand by that. But now, I mean, all kidding aside, it Washington held serve at home, which ultimately that's what matters. And you know, when you look at it and you say to yourself, all right, because I honestly thought them losing that overtime game in game 2 in Boston was going to do them in, because they felt Boston was going to steal one in Washington. Well, they didn't. And not only didn't they, Washington manhandled them for the most part. And the ability to do that has me convinced that they could still win this series, because I was off the bandwagon. I was. I didn't particularly think that Washington could overcome that piece of adversity by not winning that overtime game. And, you know, we'll see. You know the stats with game 5. I don't have to quote them to you. But we'll see how it plays out. Garden is going to be raucous. Isaiah, emotionally at least, for now, seems to be past the death of his sister. And it's always going to be there in the back of his mind, considering how recently it happened. But the focus seems to be basketball now, after the tragedy. Wall is playing spectacularly. Isaiah is playing spectacularly. Beal is not shooting particularly well, but, you know, he's still averaging 23.5 points a game. We'll see how it plays out. We'll continue the preview of that on the other side and get to the rest of the NBA basketball news right after this short timeout. Let's tap on the brakes. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Spring is here and your local Ace has everything you need for your lawn and garden. Now through Monday only, save up to 25% on key items across the store, like Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and Garden Soils, Scott's Naturescapes Mulch, Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, and much more. Hurry in now to get up to 25% off these and so much more at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores. Includes instant savings offers for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, this is the Spano and Black Attack, and giving you a little preview on tonight's game, Celtics Wizards, 8 o'clock, TD Garden, whatever they're calling it now, TD Ameritrade, Boston Garden, Celtic Cage, whatever. It's all good. I don't give free advertising. You know, look, it's ye olde pivotal game 5. Yeah, we get that. But I'll tell you, there is one stat that sticks out here. These teams have played 8 times this year. 8 times the home team has won. That's a goodie. And that's from Stats TSX. I mean, Boston defends its home court well. It always has. Washington has to go on the road, take care of its business. Again, the pivotal game five. Like I said, if they should lose this series, I will look back on game two when they had the opportunity in overtime. That will end up being the pivotal game. But here it is. They're in the series. Nobody's given up home court yet. So let's see how it plays out with the Wizards. And maybe they can steal it. They were damn close in game two. I think the matchups favor them, all in all. It just, you know my love affair with Al Horford. It's just, he's in the wrong position. And they just don't get enough out of the middle to make it happen. I'll be curious to see if Gerald Green's in the starting lineup again. Brad Stevens, his inner Joe Madden working for him, where he throws out these lineup combinations that sometimes are just a little bit crazy. But it works, and they win. And they're probably going to get led to slaughter with Cleveland. I'm sure they don't feel that way up in Boston, but there's nothing to indicate otherwise. But, you know, the curiosity factor for me is, as I watch this incredibly talented Washington Wizard team mature, and you saw hints of it last year when they got there. You saw a lot of it this year. You saw management make a move at the deadline, a couple moves actually, but one that really mattered with Bogdanovich. And then don't discount Brandon Jennings being picked up because he's been a nice piece for them as a backup point guard. You know, you're not going to get a ton of minutes with John Wall on the team, but Jennings has done a good job in his limited minutes. And they have depth and they have youth and they've matured. And, you know, look, as the two guards go, this team goes. But Bradley Beal has not shot as well as you would like him to in this series. But, you know something? Let's watch it. Let's see how it plays out. Maybe he gets on one of those unconscious runs. You know, because it happened at home. I don't know that it's going to happen in the Boston Garden. But, you know, you think about it. Washington's had their opportunities. Opening game, they were up 16-0 before Boston hit a basket. But as often happens with that, the teams that start out hot, usually once the adrenaline wears off, they get reeled back in. Second, they had the overtime opportunity. The two runs in 3 and 4, 22-0 and 26-0. They just, you know, they just blew them out. And it's been kind of a benchmark of what's gone on with the Celtics. You know, they were 30-11 at home, which is not the mark of a championship team. And then they lost the first two games to the Bulls until Rajon Rondo got hurt. You know. So we'll see. We'll see. Oubre will be back from the suspension, but they're going to be keeping a close eye on him. And the crowd is going to give it to him. Refs are going to call this tight after what happened. You know, Olenek's elbow to Oubre. Oubre going after him. I like it. There's a great thing in this article. I love it. Kelly Olenek getting called dirty by Draymond Green. Avery Bradley is a hip pointer. Said he's feeling better. But on that team, I mean, look, they need him to contribute. When he does contribute, it certainly does matter, but it's not that big of a deal. you know, they'll make their plays. But Bradley's averaging 14 points a game, you know. And considering their limited scoring options behind Isaiah, you certainly want to see him at full strength if you're a Celtic fan. You know, where the one track record of Washington that should be concerning to the Wizard fans is that, you know, during the regular season, they were 19-22 on the road, which, you know, they were middle of the pack playoff team. So, okay. But they're only 1-4 on the road in the playoffs. And that win came in Atlanta. It was an impressive win, actually. But that does have to concern you if you're a Wizard fan. So we'll see if it holds. It holds true to form. You know. We'll see. But, yeah, again, fun. Should be fun. Yeah, I keep looking back to that overtime game. Jeez. 129-119. Isaiah was just brilliant. Just brilliant. But that game, too, was pivotal. It truly was. We'll see. Yeah, like I said, I'm not counting them out. Nor should I. They've been pretty damn impressive. But, you know, I think they're going to rue the day where they lost that game. I truly do. Right. We'll see how it plays out. Prediction for tonight, I think Celtics win. Washington will have to go home and fight for its life. But, you know, again, worst things, you know, you'd be going to a game six. And like I said, if that's the case, worst things have happened. I may be eating a little crow here. One never knows. Like I said, I love, and it was good reaction to it, you know, but Draymond calling Olynyk a dirty player, Isaiah Thomas immediately jumping in. This is the drama of the NBA. It's not that big a deal. The only way it'll become a better story is if they happen to meet in the finals, which, you know, it's, but Isaiah Thomas's reaction was priceless. Because I don't know how he could call anybody dirty. It is what it is. Everybody's got a comment or something. They say that's all. It's a joke. Yeah, which he's right. Everything's blown out of proportion, you know. If there's an elbow, it's the most flagrant elbow in the history of elbows. You know, if there's an ejection, it's, you know, the most flagrant ejection in the history of ejections. It's, you know, where it, this goes way back, you know, way back, but in 2015, you know, and you think about the Celtic Cleveland series, this is before Boston had figured out how to play good or as good. And, when Olynyk and Kevin Love were going for that rebound in that game, and I forget which game it was. I want to say game one or two in that series. And like what happens under the boards with big men, they grab, they clutch, they're trying to get position, they're using their bodies against one another. And Olynyk grabbed his arm, he being Kevin Love, and Love pulled the wrong way, and it pulled the shoulder out of the socket, and it was separated. You know, it wasn't an extreme dirty play, but it was physical, and he's picked up that rep as being a guy that, you know, would like to throw an elbow and, you know, get one to the head every once in a while. And I guess there's a certain validity to it, but what they're doing here as they do in pretty much every sport, but there's a lot of gamesmanship in basketball, is trying to set the table for the officials to call it tight on him. But unfortunately for the Wizards, with Oubre having got into the scuffle and trying to throw a punch, God, basketball players fight so bad. But in trying to throw a punch, he put as big a target on himself as he did on Olenek. And ultimately, that's what it's going to come down to. If the officials see them jostling and going at one another, that's what you're going to see. You're going to see the whistle get blown on both of them. They'll get teed up quick. Who would it hurt more? Yeah, I honestly don't think it matters all that much, to be completely honest. I mean, Olenek is a contributor. And in Stevens's world, yeah, it matters. But I guess they could plug in Zeller. He's not as good. But he could give them a couple of minutes. And Oubre, you know, they did miss him. It forced Otto Porter to play more minutes. And Bogo to be put into situations where he had to play some defense, and that's never his strong suit. You want him out there for limited time to take shots real fast. But, you know, again, you're planting the seed. And I got Olenek a little bit on the defensive, because when the reporters went after him, he was, you know, my teammates know who I am. They're entitled to their opinion. We got a big game. That's what we're focused on. But, you know. And his teammates defended him. But like I said, this goes back to Cleveland. And it goes back to that series in 2015. And again, I looked at it. Was it a physical play? I remember at the time, I think it was borderline dirty. I don't think there was intent to injure. What I think it was a 7-footer and a 6'10 guy that were jostling for position. And when Kevin Love tried to shake free, the arm just went wrong. You know, it happens in every single basketball game that's played in the NBA. Big guys tangle up. It's what they do. What we do is go to break. When we come back from break, we'll wrap up our run.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll go home and get your shine box.
I don't think it'll get to that point, but like I said, the pivotal game five. The other story, which we'll probably pick up on after the break. Actually, I won't leave it alone. Hayward Mulling opting out and Jazz hope for return. We'll get into that at 25 after the next hour after Steve Holcomb. Evidently, the bromance is back on with Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. They're chatting again. The Kendrick Perkins talking about it. Podcast. You know, they had a podcast. And oh, no, I'm sorry, they were on TNT's Area 21, right? Whatever, same thing. But, I thought Perkins had a good point in what he was talking about. It was like the outside world was trying to drive the wedge between the two of them. And Perkins sent Durant a text, and Durant sent one back saying, "Me and Russ had a nice conversation." And it's the first time the cat's out of the bag. But, you know, we'll see. You know, don't forget, Durant can opt out after next year, too. You never know. You never know. It's a crazy world in a world of sports. It certainly is in the NBA. But we'll see how it plays out. They're out of it. And Golden State is still in it. Ultimately, that's all that matters. That's it for hour one of the attack. We're going to come back and talk about some good stuff. Unfortunately, some bad stuff as well.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this morning after James Comey is terminated as FBI director, the White House continues to say it has nothing to do with the investigation into any possible ties between Russia and members of the Trump campaign.
I know that's what the media would love to report and would love to say, but frankly, if that's going to continue, it's going to continue whether Jim Comey is there or not.
That's Deputy White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee saying that Comey was fired because he mishandled the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. Democrats see it their way. Senator Tim Kaine, who'd been Hillary Clinton's running mate, says he was stunned at the news.
I think the president took this action because he feels the noose tightening in the Russia investigation.
President Trump to hold an Oval Office meeting at mid-morning today with Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. This is USA Radio News.
Are you dreaming of a summer vacation? It's time to stop dreaming and start booking. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
With more than 10 million vacation rentals to choose from, Tripping.com makes it easy to find the perfect beach house, lake house, or condo for your big summer vacation.
And with access to all of those properties, we can tell you that now is the time to find the best places and the best prices for your dream vacation rental.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms. Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Continuing our coverage of the firing of James Comey as FBI director, several well-known politicians and law enforcement officials are said to be on the president's shortlist to replace Comey. Correspondent Joe Gomez has more.
Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, along with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, are said to be under consideration to replace FBI Director James Comey. Congressman Trey Gowdy, who chaired the Benghazi Committee, is also a contender. Others include Ray Kelly, the longest-serving police commissioner in New York City, and a wild card, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin Sheriff David Clark, a conservative firebrand and longtime Trump supporter. Any nominee to be the next director of the FBI will have to undergo Senate confirmation first.
Houston's police chief Art Acevedo saying he will comply with a new Texas law that bans sanctuary cities, but he'll only do so until, quote, the courts rule otherwise. The measure makes it a crime for sheriffs and police chiefs to refuse to honor detention requests from federal immigration authorities. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now you could take charge of your own health. My listeners could get a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
One of the stars of an MTV show called Rob and Big is dead. Christopher Big Black Boykin, 45 years old, and a cause of death not yet released, but a heart attack is suspected. Boykin was the bodyguard and best friend of skateboarder Rob Drydeck. They starred together on the reality show for 3 seasons. Chelsea Manning is speaking out before she gets out of prison next week, as we hear from correspondent Mark Mayfield.
The transgender woman was given a 35-year sentence in an all-male prison for leaking classified documents. The Army intelligence officer was pardoned by former President Obama in January. Now Manning has released a statement saying she's grateful for the pardon and happy she can live her life in the open. Manning was convicted in 2010 of leaking classified information to WikiLeaks. She'll be released on May the 17th.
8 more former members of a Penn State fraternity out on bond after being charged yesterday for the death of a 19-year-old pledge. 10 other Beta Theta Pi brothers were arraigned last week for their roles in this hazing case. Authorities say engineering student Timothy Piazza binge drank and fell downstairs, but no one called for help for over 12 hours after it was too late to save him. And Amazon wants to put robots in its warehouses. It's now offering $250,000 to any team that can develop a robot that is up to that job. Online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Well, yeah, maybe. I guess I'll finish it. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Fertile. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Yeah, you know the drill. Each and every day, affiliates, platforms, devices. Look, it's certainly our pleasure to be involved with the American Forces Radio Network. And, you know, they put it out there each and every day. They give me the ability to talk here, which is always good. Unfortunately, we have to talk about bad things sometimes, and we'll be getting to Steve Holcomb in the next segment. And it's, you know, there's no mystery here. We pre-recorded it. He passed away. I'll set it up in the next segment, and Robert will fire it up. And then when we're done with it, you know, we'll give it a little RIP, as the case may be. It's you know, it's a sad state of affairs sometimes, and you know, what are you going to be able to do? Unfortunately, you can't. People do die, and you know, it's. I saw the story and I was shocked, and then I wasn't shocked. I know they're going to do an autopsy. I'll be curious to see how it plays out. You know, he suffered from depression. He had dealt with a lot of things in his life. You know, but the final chapter will be written until they release the cause of death. I don't think the legacy will change one way or another. He brought bobsledding back to prominence in the United States. And that's what we'll talk about next on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Stephen Holcomb passing away on May 6th. They did an autopsy allegedly on Sunday. No results have been released yet, at least none that I can find. And for those of you who are familiar, he's an Olympic gold medalist. Won a bunch of World Cup medals as well. Broke the 62-year drought of any kind of medal for the U.S. bobsledding team. He was a push athlete in 1998. Became the driver of USA 1 for the past decade plus. He dealt with a lot of issues. And he had battles with depression. He tried to commit suicide in 07, which he wrote about in his bio. Now I see my journey from blindness to the Olympic gold. Seemed as if he had his head on straight. We don't know. The disease itself was keratoconus, let me make sure I get it right, which was basically a degeneration of the vision. And they did surgery on him. His vision was 2500, and his vision came back to like 2030. And from there in, his ability to drive the bobsled kind of took over. And in the Vancouver Olympics, he became a star, and he was loved across the community, the Olympic athletes worldwide, not just American athletes, responded. And when you look at his resume and what he was able to do in his life, he achieved quite a bit. And we had the opportunity to interview him here. It was a fun interview. We're going to play it for you right now. And Robert, if you would, tap the button and we'll talk about it and regroup after the interview.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We put the phones on hold for a couple of minutes here. Continue our theme of Sochi along with Super Bowl and Super Bowl week. We go to the World Cup champion this past week in the four-man bobsled and the overall world champion in the two-man bobsled, and that is Steve Holcomb, who joins us now on the Attack. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Great. It's great to have you on board. Bob Black along with Joe Spano. Steve, it had to be really sweet for the four-man crew to win the final World Cup race of the season right before Sochi. Gives you a good feeling going into the Olympics.
Definitely. There's no better feeling. I mean, when the season culminates on a win going into the most important race the last 4 years, exactly where you want to be. You want to be kind of also in the minds of your competitors, knowing that they gave it their all and they still couldn't beat us, and they've only got a couple of days left before to figure something out in order to beat us. So, yeah, it was pretty motivating. And then walking away with the overall World Cup title, that plays a lot into our minds as well as our competitors. So I think, we're right on the right track. We've got a lot of motivation, a lot of momentum going into the Sochi Olympics, and I'm really looking forward to competing.
Yeah, It's you talk about it, and it's all about the crew, but it's also about the sled. It's about the guys that support. How about the corporate support that you get going into Sochi?
It's incredible. I mean, we've got a lot of sponsors that are really standing behind us and doing a really great job. You know, I'm here with DeVry University. They've been behind me for a long time, really helping me not only get to through these Olympics, but post-Olympics. After I'm done with this, I need something to fall back on. You know, we're all volunteers, and we work hard doing this, but we have nothing really to fall back on when we're done. And so now I'm getting my degree in computer information systems, and they're able to work around my schedule. I'm a professional bobsledder. This is what I do for a living. I'm doing this all day long, and I don't have time to do the traditional school. So this working with DeVry has been great, and I'm able to do this on my schedule. And even when I go overseas and I'm competing, I'm able to continue my education, and that's huge.
You know, talk about – you had a bit of a unique issue earlier in your career. You started to meet with some success as a bobsledder, but you had a unique and rare vision problem that stopped you from getting to the top of the mountain where you are now. Talk about that. Talk about addressing it, and talk about what it did for your career moving forward.
So I had keratoconus, which is a degenerative eye disease. And basically, your eyes just slowly get worse over time, and eventually you have a cornea transplant. At that point, when I first was diagnosed, it was no big deal, and that was in 2001. Well, come 2007, my vision had deteriorated to 21,000. So I was pretty blind, and I couldn't see, and finally it wore into my bobsledding. You know, I was actually driving kind of blind, but because I wasn't blind when I first started, I slowly worked into it and was able to drive and just kind of feel my way down the track. It eventually got to the point where I thought it was a danger, it was a safety hazard. If I crashed and hurt somebody or, God forbid, killed somebody, I wouldn't be able to live with myself. So in 2007, I essentially retired from the sport. My coaches weren't having it. They knew that we had a lot of success, a lot of potential success, and we worked hard to find a cure. And shortly after that, we found a doctor in Beverly Hills that did an experimental procedure called C3R, and that basically saved my vision and put me back in the sport. 1 year after having that procedure done, we won the first world championship in 50 years. 2 years after that procedure, almost to the day, we won the first Olympic gold medal since 1948. So it's been an incredible journey, both up and down, very bumpy, but well worth it.
The wealth of experience that you and the team have must serve you well. Obviously, you're coming in as the defending Olympic four-man champions. You know, your experience in world at the top of the World Cup, your experience at the top of the Olympics, having participated in several Olympic Games now. How important is that experience, and how well will that serve you going forward in Sochi?
It's extremely important. Bobsledding is all about experience. You have very limited time on the track, and so every run counts, you know, and it comes down to three things. You need to have a fast start, you need to have a good driver, and you need to have fast equipment. Right now I have, in my opinion, and I think probably most of the world's opinion, the fastest push crew on the planet. I have 4 more years of experience in driving, and I have two brand new sleds, actually. I've got a brand new BMW M2 bobsled, which is two-man, and it's hands down the fastest sled in the world right now. I also have a brand new four-man, the Night Train 2, which is the new version of the original Night Train that came out in 2008, which won the gold medal in Vancouver. And with these sleds, the push crew and my driving, I think we have exactly what we want. And when you're prepared like that, it relieves a lot of pressure going into the Olympics. I mean, we don't really have to worry about anything other than doing our jobs, and that's a huge relief and for a lot of people.
Steve, I watched you guys race, and I believe it was in Switzerland, and there seemed to be a little bit of an adjustment period going on with the new Night Train. Talk about the adjustment in going from the older sled to the newer sled, because it seemed like you guys were really needing to tweak stuff at that point. I was starting to get a little worried about Sochi, but then you turn around and you win in Germany.
Yeah, so we in St. Moritz we had a little bit of a lull, but I don't think it was somewhat planned. We wanted to go into Sochi being ranked in the top five in the world. That was kind of our goal because that's the start order. And so coming into the second half of the season, we were ranked number one in the world, so we had a little bit of a room to play with the sleds, and we could sacrifice a little bit of a few places if something went wrong. So we're constantly trying to tweak these sleds and make them faster. You know, it's just like NASCAR. You're still within the rules, but you can still tweak some stuff and try to make them just a little bit faster. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But as you saw last weekend in Germany, you know, we decided to go out with a bang and make sure everything we've learned over this season was applied, and then we did it right, and it showed, and we won the race by a little bit, and it was pretty exciting and motivating, and I think somewhat crushing to our competitors.
Steve, final one before we let you go. Obviously, you guys go in as the favorites or amongst the favorites. Who are some of the other teams out there that pose the most danger to you guys and your chances at getting gold?
I think the biggest competitor is going to be Russia. It's their home track, their home crowd. It's their Olympics, and they've been on this track more than anybody. They've been fast all season. They were fast. They were really fast last season. So I think they're really going to be dialed in. We've also got the Canadians. They're tough. The Germans are always tough. The Swiss are tough. So it'll be a good race, though. I'm looking forward to it.
Steve, thanks so much for a few minutes. It was truly a pleasure. Best of luck in Sochi and beyond. Bring home some gold for the good old U.S. of A. But most importantly, you guys stay safe out there.
We will. Thank you very much for having me.
It was our pleasure. Bye-bye now. That was Steve Holcomb joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Bob, as we prepare for the Sochi Olympics.
And that was our interview with Stephen Holcomb. Good stuff. You know, we always do so much during the Olympics. You know, it was a pleasure to have him on. We'll kind of regroup on the other side, and I'll give you a little more information on Steven and what happened, and you know, we'll go from there and progress with the rest of the day in a world of sports. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148.
Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. At Bob Black 71. Bittersweet listening to that, you know. A guy who overcame a lot to get to the top of his sport, dying at 37. And the cause of death is still unclear. They did an autopsy on him on Sunday. The results that they came up with, they just were not able to draw a conclusion. They're going to do more toxicology tests. The coroner, Francis Whitelaw, said that preliminary toxicology results did not show drugs in Holcomb's system. Whitelaw also said there is no, this from the CBS article, there is no suspicion of foul play. You know, they people just think he died in his sleep. I you know, you don't know. I don't know what a medication he was on for the depression. If he was on medication for the depression, maybe he made a mistake. You know, who knows? Like I said, around the world of sports, a lot of reaction coming in from Olympic athletes, from the world of NASCAR as well. He was a huge NASCAR fan. And somebody at Talladega, when they raced on Sunday, scrawled RIP Steven on the track. You know, nice little touch. Yeah, he was an Eagle Scout. Just, believe me, not an easy thing to achieve. Served in the military. He was in the Utah National Guard for 7 years. Got an honorable discharge. Won an Army Achievement Medal, Army Commendation Medal, Good Conduct Medal, Presidential Unit Citation, Army Service Ribbon, and an Army Superior Unit Award, according to Wikipedia. You know, a pretty damn accomplished life. And out way too soon at 37. I'm kind of a little bit speechless, but then we go from somebody who has accomplished something and more tragedy, unfortunately. And this just broke. The wife of Chris Berman died in a car crash in rural Connecticut, Woodbury, Connecticut. The driver of the other car, who was 87 years old, also passed away in the accident. ESPN released a statement. President John Skipper, Chris is beloved by all his ESPN colleagues and for good reason. Huge heart and has given so much to so many over the years. We know his family means everything to him, and all we can do at a moment like this is give him the love and support that he will need in this hour. Our thoughts and prayers are with Chris, Meredith, Doug, and the entire family. Kathy Berman, his wife. And like I said, this literally just broke a few minutes ago. That what a terrible, terrible story. You know, a lot of people thought that Chris had run his course at ESPN. Management certainly bought that. And the sad thing is that the how do you put it? The sad thing is that supposedly, you know, because with the cutbacks, and you all saw what happened with ESPN, with how many people they laid off a few days ago,
that they let him step out on his own terms, but his contract was not going to be renewed. And he had released a statement he was going to be very happy to spend more time with his family. And then this happens. And the other aspect of it, unfortunately, is, you know, you never know when and if it's going to happen. You don't know how it's going to happen. You have no control over it in this instance. And the final word isn't in yet, but the other driver was 87 years old. Look, I love to drive. I love to drive. I drive fast cars. I drive fast. I've only had one ticket in my life. Believe me, I should have had more. Just for speeding. Not texting or anything. But I go fast. I drive performance cars. I'm 62 years old. I don't drive a performance car anymore. I stepped it down. And not because I felt myself slipping at all. I'm still a damn good driver. But I'm also 62. This guy was... I don't know if it's his fault or not. They're already casting blame. But at 87 years old, I don't believe you need to be on the road. Uber, relatives, whatever the situation is, take care of it. Now two lives have been lost. That's bad stuff. Now, I mean, you know, ESPN signed Chris Berman to a contract after this one expired, but it says significantly reduced rate as a commentator more than anything. They'll parachute him in every now and then. But I am going to be curious to see how this plays out with ESPN, what they do. I mean, it's got to be devastating to the ESPN family. And like I said, this just broke, so it was, not something I ended up expecting to talk about, but unfortunately we have to. And Kathy Berman's gone. Very sad. And it puts in perspective everything else that you talk about, you know? I mean, I was going to talk about Lonzo Ball, but I'm not even going to bother. It's not worth the oxygen. Maybe tomorrow we'll get into it a little bit. Matt Harvey, you know, it's hard to tie one into the other, but you hope that a guy like Matt Harvey realizes that life is precious, time is short, your professional career is short, and sometimes things happen that alter you literally on the turn of a dime. Well, everybody knows the story, and I'm not going to beat the hell out of Matt Harvey here. He's already been beaten up. But yesterday, and the Mets were wise to hold him out till his next start in Milwaukee rather than throw him in today, because they could have put him in there today. You know, you all know what happened. He no-showed on Saturday's game. Saturday had a migraine, which he may have had, but what had happened was on Friday night he went to One Oak down in Soho and partied. And he partied with his boys. He partied hard. Hey, we don't condemn that here. They're professional athletes. They make a ton of money. They're single. They're good looking. This is what they do. They got the world by the shorties. He got up, played golf in New Jersey, which is confirmed. I don't know if he continued to drink some beers, which is a lot of times what happens on a golf course. But he no-showed Saturday night and said he had a migraine. More than likely, he had a hangover. That's probably what happened. He didn't address that aspect of it. But he apologized to his manager and his coaches and his teammates. He sat there in front of the cameras and the microphones. And he owned up. He said, yeah, I was out Friday night past curfew, which is why he actually got suspended. And played golf on Saturday. As he said, he put himself in a bad place to be ready to show up for a ball game. It's my responsibility, and I'll take full blame for it. Well, we're going to pursue that on the other side because some interesting things were said by other people. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Spring is here and your local Ace has everything you need for your lawn and garden. Now through Monday only, save up to 25% on key items across the store, like Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and Garden Soils, Scott's Naturescapes Mulch, Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, and much more. Hurry in now to get up to 25% off these and so much more at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores. Includes instant savings offers for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, you gonna sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah, and condolences pouring in from all over the place. Kathy Berman dying in a car accident, Chris Berman's wife, and certainly our thoughts and prayers go out here in ETAC. We're discussing Matt Harvey. And like I said, there were some interesting things that were said in the press conference. And we're going to talk about him a little bit and then get into a little bit of a breakdown in the Arizona Cardinal football draft. As I said, we're going to go through every team. And some instances we will have people from the particular city. West Coast is hard to do, so I'm doing that myself. Tomorrow we'll have Zach Berman from Philly.com to talk about the Eagles. And we'll also have Ryan Wolstadt. Just have to confirm a time from the Toronto Sun to talk about Raptor basketball. But, you know, I watched the press conference a couple of times with Harvey. I don't want to say he's bottomed out, but he certainly looked humble. You know, he's apologized before. He had the incident back in 2015. You know, he talked about one thing there are things I've realized in the last couple of days I need to be doing or should not be doing. One of those things that I should be doing is putting myself in a position to perform physically and be accountable for my work, which there's been, and there are no secrets in a small town, big city known as New York. He's a party boy. You know, many athletes are. Some of them handle it better than others. But Bright Lights Big City has done in many a ball player. And, you know, Harvey, you know, you think about it. Before the Tommy John injury, he was the best pitcher in the game. And if not, he was certainly right there with the best. Curtis Granderson, who is kind of the captain in absence with David Wright not being able to play, said his apology was genuine. It was heartfelt. It seemed as if he thought it out. Teammates had reached out and spoken to him. You know, what Terry Collins said was interesting in that everybody deserves a second chance. Well, this is a third chance, so let's be accurate here. Collins told him he needs to make baseball number one. And when he did that, which is accurate what Collins said, he was on top of the world when baseball was it. Then he started making money. We talked about this many times. He makes $5 million a year. Now, one of the reporters asked Collins directly if Harvey has an alcohol problem. Collins said, I'm not qualified to answer that. Habits off the field. I didn't get into that. Collins said, I know there are guys who have. He's been discussed with professionals. He just needs to refocus his energies towards being the best in the game. He said Big Sexy reached out to him with a text message, supportive and challenging. Damn, I wish the Mets had signed him again. Maybe they can trade for him. You know, and that's it. Now it's going to be actions speaking louder than words. The initial knee jerk, and that came from the big jerk, Boris, was that Harvey was going to file a grievance with Major League Baseball. Well, now it's like he said, this is the last thing in the last 3 days I've thought about. I mean, look, I don't care how much money you're making. Nobody wants to lose $85,000, which is what he lost. But, you know, okay. We'll see how it plays out. We'll see. I mean, in watching him this year, he is throwing 94 to 95 for the most part. He seems to have matured as a pitcher. He's mixing in his off-speed stuff. The results haven't been there, you know, coming off the removal of the rib. But it does not seem to have affected his fastball. And his arm seems to be intact. If that's the case and he's learned how to pitch, he can perform. It's what goes on between the ears. You know, like I said, nobody's expecting him to live like a monk. It doesn't work that way with professional athletes. while we're in bed getting ready to go to work in the morning, these guys are out playing. And that doesn't matter what city you're in. You know, you could be playing for the Brewers. There's places to hang out in Milwaukee. You know, Dallas, L.A., San Francisco, Boston. There's places. The question is, with what, with who, or whom, and how you handle it. And, you know, back when he had the Tommy John, you know, they wanted him to rehab down in Florida. He didn't want to do it. He wanted to rehab in New York. You know, he went to Derek Jeter Day, which didn't sit well with some people. He showed up at a Ranger game. He's a huge hockey fan. That's fine. But it seemed as if the focus was not entirely on baseball. And I think that's what Collins was driving at is, you know, you were damn near the best in the game. You know, you're blowing it. And he's right. I mean, look, Matt Harvey, when his contract is up next year, the Mets are probably going to let him go unless he completely recaptures the form and shows that he's going to be a good citizen. He's got this year and next year to do it. They're certainly not going to extend him next year, even if he has a monster finish to this year. They're going to want to see it next year. And he'll go out in the open market. And he'll have a decision to make. If he leaves the Mets, unless they move him before he has the chance to do it, he will end up being public enemy number one in New York. He will. But, you know, we'll see. This is quite possibly the pivotal game five in his career. Right here, right now. How he handles this going forward. You know, all the bloviators are out there. Ah, you know, it's a bunch of crap. You don't know. You don't know this guy. The only guys that are reasonably close to him as far as media goes are the local guys. Everybody else is speaking from the outside. They don't know squat. So let's see what he does. From here in, it's going to be interesting. Performance will dictate. You know, if he, you know, he's a game over 500 now for his career after the big start. If it turns out that he is just that, a 500 pitcher, he'll scuff around the major leagues for another 7, 8, 10 years till he maybe has another arm injury, and that'll be it. And it'll be a footnote in baseball history. He won 100 games in his lifetime. And people will always talk about what could have been. But, you know, he's 32 and 31 in his career. He's a long way to go to reach 100. You know, but he could scuff around the major leagues for another decade, winning 10 a year. Or he could regain his form. And honestly, if he truly dedicates himself to it. And I remember thinking back a couple of years ago. Because he looked like he was about 15 to 20 pounds heavier than what he'd been. He looked fat. Bartolo Colon can pitch fat. Matt Harvey can't. So, we'll see. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. I promise you some football. I'm going to deliver some football. Arizona Cardinals making Hassan Reddick their first-round draft pick. And, you know, again, this is a team in transition right here. They wanted to grab the right quarterback. They weren't able to get the right quarterback. They had the 13th pick. They stuck. You know, their ability to recharge that defense is going to be interesting because this is a team in Arizona that is aging at the wrong time in the wrong spots. They have an older quarterback. They don't have an answer for him right now. They had a defense that's aging. They're trying to provide answers for that right now. And, you know, that's what Bruce Arians and company are trying to do. Bidwell's done a very good job of building a winner out there. He's been willing to spend money. It's not, you know, a situation like his dad. And they have a good team, but they also have an aging team. You know, Stanton is not the answer long-term at quarterback. Larry Fitzgerald is getting old. His yards per catch dropped. Jermaine Gresham has never evolved into what they hoped he would be. Carlos Williams and the Duke are a nice combination at running back. That's their strength right now. But they do need to play wide open football. I mean, they were my pick to go to the Super Bowl last year. And they fell flat. But, you know, unfortunately for them, on both sides of the ball, they're starting to show that age. You know, the defensive line is nothing to write home about. Nikem Diche has not performed like they wanted him to when he made him the number one pick in last year's draft. And that was the problem when he was at Ole Miss. He had the inconsistent motor. You know, he was invisible when he played, which was not very often. But they did a pretty good job, I think, in the draft. Carlos Dansby is going to be in. Carlos Dansby is going to groom Hassan Reddick and hopefully make him into an impact player. You know, with him and Honey Badger on that defense, they can move them all over the field. It's been compared to Von Miller, but he's smaller. We'll see how it plays. You know, Buda Baker fits in nicely. And the Cardinals traded up 9 spots to get him. He's small, but he's got the instincts and he can hawk. And he's compared to Honey Badger. So, you know, when they're healthy and he's sturdy, you know, he can make it work. Chad Williams out of Grambling, you never know. They're trying to refine the replacement for Fitzgerald. It's probably going into his last year. Big production in the Southwestern Athletic Conference. But, you know, we'll see. He ran a low 4.440. We'll see how it plays out. Little guard help with Dorian Johnson out of Pitt and Will Holden out of Vanderbilt. You know, depth is a beautiful thing. We'll finish it up on the other side. A little more Arizona football, and we'll get out the door. I'm Bob Black, tap on the brakes. But stay around.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Again, we had the opportunity, fortunately, for us to play that Stephen Holcomb interview from Sochi. And unfortunately, gone. Kathy Berman gone as well today, which is really sad. As we're saying with Arizona, a lot of needs to fill on the run. I'm going to be real curious to see how this plays out, because certainly nobody's going to pick them to go to the Super Bowl this year. But again, they acquired depth on the offensive line, both at guard and tackle, in Dorian Johnson and Will Holden. A little steal pick here, and it was a deep running back draft, T.J. Logan out of North Carolina. And, you know, you look at it, and I said their strength was at running back, which it is. But Logan is fast, fast, fast. 4.37 at the combine. He's going to return kicks. He'll catch balls out of the backfield. They're going to teach him to return punts. We'll see how that plays out. But, you know, they plan on tweaking Ellington to being a receiver as much as anything else, so that'll be interesting. And then in round six, they picked up Rudy Ford out of Auburn, who's a pretty solid defensive back. He can play all over the field, safety, corner, nickel, doesn't matter. So a lot of depth, pretty good draft for them. You know, did they hit the home run that they wanted by getting the replacement for Carson Palmer? No. You know, money talks and you know what walks. Maybe they could talk him into sticking around for another year. He certainly hasn't lost anything. The question right now is whether or not he wants to stick around. But they did get a keeper in Hassan Reddick. That's it for the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity and guests tomorrow. Stay tuned for all the terrific programming here in the network. Adios, everybody.